Kind and righteous Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that you have given us this opportunity on this night, on this day, Lord, to see a day we've never seen before, but to also have the opportunity, Lord, to study your word. We pray, Lord, for more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as we listen to Brother Ramirez this evening on the things he has studied. Pray, Lord, that we have a better understanding of what your will is. Pray, Lord, that we are humble enough to accept it as your inspired word. Pray, Lord, that in our desire and our search for truth, that we want to be pleasing to you, Lord, and will do those things and observe whatever you have taught us in your scripture. Heavenly Father, I'd like to pray for those at this time who are on a call. We know many are going through many trials and tribulations in their lives, some with health problems, some with affected by the COVID-19 virus. Pray for everyone who's listening. Pray, Lord, that in the message this evening, we can all understand and have a greater appreciation for your son, Jesus, who loved us and gave his life for us on Calvary. Heavenly Father, we ask this prayer in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Flunder, and we are thankful for everybody who's on the call tonight. I'm Brother Tommy Brooks, the host minister of this nationwide gospel meeting call. And we're thankful to have our visitors on the call, especially those who are not members of the Church of Christ. Y'all very honored and distinguished guest of the audience tonight. Our speaker, in the person of Brother Samuel Martinez Ramirez, is a graduate of the Southwest School of Biblical Studies, and he's currently the minister of the South College Church of Christ in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Brother Samuel will talk to us tonight. Our theme for this month is what said the scripture about, and he's going to talk about what said the scripture about receiving a word with meekness. And we're excited to hear him tonight. He's very evangelistic, always got a lot of people listening to us that are not members of the church. So proud of him and his work there at Tahlequah. So at this point, let us give ear to Brother Samuel. Brother Samuel, tell us what said the scripture about receiving the word with meekness.
Thank you, Brother Brooks. It's a pleasure once again to be able to come together through these platforms and ways of communication. I want to thank Brother Tommy Brooks and Brother Anthony Flounder for their great leadership in presenting this work and these efforts. I also want to thank everyone who's involved in one way or another, making this tremendous effort and evangelistic outreach into all the world. We are happy and glad to know that many people who are not members of the Church of Christ are listening tonight. And to you, especially to you, I want to talk to you. My topic tonight is, what does the Bible says about receiving the Word of God with meekness? It's also said that many people don't want to listen at this time and age. Many people have ears to hear everything, the news, the gossip, the news invention, eager to see what's going on in the world through Facebook, Twitter, and different platforms of communication. But what is important for you to know is that I'm grateful that you have taken this time to hear what the Word of God says about receiving the Word of God with meekness. The Bible clearly says, in my text tonight, is you can find that in James chapter 1, verse 21. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. Right away, we can see here in this text that the word of God, when it is received in meekness, it can save your soul. This is the sole reason why Brother Anthony Flounder, Brother Tommy Brooks, and many other preachers around the country has spoken in this gospel call, because we want for everyone who listens to be able to understand what do you need to do to be saved. How can you and I save our souls? My topic tonight is about meekness. How someone receives the word of God with meekness? We have the example when Jesus said, "I am meek and lowly in heart," Matthew chapter 11 and verse 29. We know that meekness is a word that sometimes some might say is difficult to translate when they go into English. Because when you look at the word meekness, some would say that imply weakness. Or sometimes when it's translated in the New King James, it's translated as gentleness. And somebody say that it might be some kind of weakness in that word. But you know what? The best way to know the meaning of the word meekness is to study the passage where the Word of God used the word. So the Bible says in Matthew 5:5, blessed are the meek or the gentle, according to the New King James Version, because they will inherit the earth. It's clearly when Jesus preached in the Sermon on the Mount and in Matthew 5:5, he said, blessed. What does that mean? It means blessing, equal happiness, those who are meek. We also know that meekness is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, qualities that we must possess. It will have to be led by the Holy Spirit. In other words, meekness is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22. The Bible, in the Old Testament, we read about how the Proverbs give us the admonition when it says, pride goes before the destruction, and the high spirit before the fall. It is better to be humble in the spirit with the lonely. My friend, now you listen to me tonight. If you're looking to be happy, if you're searching and looking to understand what the Word of God says for your life and what you need to do to be saved, let me propose to you that you and I, we have to receive the Word in meekness and in humility, because that will help us understand the true message of the Bible. Let me say, meekness is more than an attitude or quality, mainly of the heart. Because a lot of times the heart can be frightful. Someone, they say, well, I don't know what that man is talking about. But let me tell you, the only thing I'm preaching to you is the Word of God. We see in 1 Peter 3:4, when the person is willing to accept and submit without resistance to the will of God and desires to do nothing else but the will of God, a meek person is someone who is not self-absorbed. It's not someone to look his own advantage. It's not someone who is looking to define or to defy any or his own ideas against anything else, but is willing to listen, willing to accept, is willing to understand the message that's been given. Now, being meek or receiving the word with meekness is not a sign of weakness. The contrary, is something that it shows your strong character, because someone who wants to find out how to be saved and how to receive the word of God, as James says in 1:21, receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your soul. When we talk about meekness, it's very close to the word humility, because it should be the attitude that we have in our minds. We see that in Acts 20:19. Because we see how they were willing to be able to be guided. They were growing in humility and understanding of the Word of God, understanding what it was preaching to them. When someone began to understand that the Word of God is inspired and is profitable, as the Bible teaches, we begin to understand that the Word of God is the one who can change us. Let me say something to you, my friend. The Word of God will never change. Never. But if we allow the Word of God, the Word of God can change you and change your mind, your attitude, your understanding. Your spiritual awareness can be awakened if you and I will allow the Word of God to change our mind when we receive the Word of God in meaningless. When someone is spiritually dead, someone who is not putting the attention sufficient to understand what it needs to be doing and the reality that we all need, and everyone needs to be willing to be dependent on God. Because when we do that, we're going to find the opposite of pride, the opposite of self-exaltation. We want to realize, number one, that when we receive the Word of God with meekness and humility, we're going to have a better understanding of who is God. The Bible clearly says that when someone is meek or have meekness in their heart, it will understand, it will be willing to be submissive towards God rather than man. The Bible clearly directs us, brothers and sisters, that God demands of us to receive the Word of God with meekness, because it could save our souls. It requires meekness and humility. Point number one in my lesson. To receive the Word of God with meekness, we must recognize our sinfulness and our dependence on God. We must be able to recognize that we are sinful. The Bible tells us the story of the Pharisees in Luke chapter 18, verse 9 and following. These Pharisees trusted himself. He thought he was righteous. He prayed like he was the only one who was right, thanking God because he was better than the other people. I want you to know something in the story of Luke chapter 18, verse 9 and following, the story of the Pharisees. The Pharisee emphasis was self-exaltation. His failure to see his sins and the weakness he was in his heart, making a clear tendency to be someone who didn't have meekness. Some people say, well, I'm a good person. I don't do nothing to no one. Why are you saying that I have to recognize my sinfulness? Because that's the only way someone can understand how much you need the dependence on God. We read in the story that the publican pleaded for mercy, admitting that he was a sinner. He didn't really want to live that he said. He was pleading for mercy. He understood. He recognized his sinful condition. The Bible clearly said that we have not sinned, we are liars. We all sin, according to 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 and following. All of us have sinned, and we have come short of the glory of God. We all deserve to be punished for our sins, but Jesus sent his Son, according to John chapter 3, verse 16, because God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. We must learn to depend on God. That's how we receive the Word of God, with meekness. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 and following, that the greatest in the kingdom is one who is humble, like a little child. Why like a little child? Because a child is humble, because he's willing to ask for forgiveness. Sometimes people are like child, acting and doing things that are improper or wrong in God's eyes. But the proper humility towards God, it will be an admission that we need Him to help us realize how to change our lives. We need to be able to, point number one, recognize our sinfulness, recognize our weakness, our sinfulness, and the unprofitable life that we have lived until this point. Many of us, it took time to realize within ourselves that we need to recognize that we are sinful people before we can, you know, the gospel. We need to help someone. When someone is seeking the word of God, we need to be able to help them how to receive the word. Receiving the word with meekness demands that someone ought to recognize sinfulness condition. The humility, when you listen to the word of God and willing to accept it and believe it in your heart, it will lead you to appreciate what Jesus Christ has done in the cross. That's why Paul, when he prays, he said, praise Christ in Christ crucified. And to him is all the glory and the honor forever and ever. Paul, when you talk about himself, he said, out of all the sinners, I'm the number one. He recognized all the things that he had done. When he was walking in the way of Damascus and is confronted by Jesus, Paul, later, before called Saul of Tarsus, is confronted by our Lord and Savior. And Jesus said to him, I am Jesus, which you persecute. And then we realize that Paul, the Saul at the time, had his heart and his mind was full of rage and anger because he was trying to destroy and capture and kill all the disciples of Jesus Christ. But after being confronted by Jesus at the way of Damascus, he came to the understanding, and we can see the meekness in his response when he said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Who are you, Lord? He instantly realized that he was dealing with something way above his head. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 8, we need to realize that Jesus became humble, and he humbled himself to become obedient, even to the point of dying on the cross. Jesus died on the cross for you and me. The Bible said that he was tempted at all points, but yet without sins. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15. Jesus left us an example that we can follow in his meekness when he says in Matthew chapter 5, the meek will inherit the. He was making the promise to anyone who had this, the attitude and the understanding of being meek when it comes to the word of God. We need to understand that the example that Jesus had and left us, he led a life and left an example for us. We read that 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 and following. The verse that we read in James chapter 1, verse 21, we understand that to receive the word of God with meekness requires for us to put away all the filth and wickedness. You understand me? Filth and wickedness from our lives, from our mind, for our daily things that we do. If you are not a member of the Church of Christ, and you have come to the understanding that you need the help as you're looking for the way of truth, the way of truth, you can find it through Jesus Christ. Being a doer of the word, not just hearers of the word. Because the Bible clearly says that God receives the proud and gives grace to the humble. James chapter 4, verse 6 and following. When you're humble, you're going to be able to understand what God's will it is for you. The meekness and humbleness in your heart will help you understand in your heart and in your mind that if you weep and mourn because of the difficulties of life, you can understand that true humility in your life will come when you truly obey the gospel. We need to be truly humble and meek, have meekness when we receive the word that is implanted because it can save our souls. the scripture often represent the humility and meekness of a way that someone could be saved. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24, we read that the excellent definition of meekness, without using the word meekness, is when someone denies self. A selfish person say, I want this, I want that. True meekness say, so what? I want to know what God does want from me. A person who really had meekness in her heart will try to understand in the best ways possible, what is it that I need to do according to God's will? Because God's ways are so much better than our ways if we only submit to His will. The meek person will consider carefully the will of God first, and then, of his own will or last, he will understand what he needs to do. Point number two. First, point number one, we have to recognize a condition, sinful condition. Number two, we must submit to his commands. That's why tonight I want to share with you the easier way to obey the gospel, receiving the word of God with meekness, because that can save your soul. Let me tell you what God has done to provide a salvation for you and me. The Bible says that He had given us the great love for man. We read about it in John chapter 3, verse 16. The Bible says also in Luke chapter 19, and verse 10, that He gave us His Son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior. We read in John chapter 16 and verse 13 that He has sent His Holy Spirit to guide us to all truth through the Word of God. It's through the Word of God we learn what we need to do to be saved. That's why the Bible says in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 that He gave us the gospel as power unto salvation, Paul right into the Romans, specifically said it. He had provided the atonement by the blood of Christ, Romans chapter 5 and verse 9. Thus, all those things, that's what God had done for you and me to provide salvation. Now what? This is your part, my friend. You are to hear the gospel. Romans 10:17. You are to hear the gospel being preached according to John chapter 8 and verse 32. You are to believe the gospel because the Bible clearly states in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 that without faith, without believing, it's impossible to please God. We also find a reference in John chapter 20 verse 31 that you are to believe. You also need to repent of your sins. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. And Acts chapter 17 and verse 30. When you have done all these three things, there's more for you to do. You are to confess your faith in Jesus Christ. Because if you don't confess it, we don't know what you believe. The Bible says that in Romans chapter 10 and verse 10. And in Matthew chapter 10, and verse 32, you have to confess your faith in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. But doesn't stop there. You need to be baptized. Galatians 3:27 and Mark 16:16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, when they asked the Apostle Peter, what shall we do? He said, repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. And when you are baptized in Christ, you are to remain faithful unto death, because the admonition in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10 is serious. We have to live faithful ever after for the rest of your lives. God has done his part. Now is your opportunity for you to do your part. If you are receiving tonight the word of God with meekness in your heart, it can save your soul. The Bible says that. So, are you willing to do your part? Are you willing to continue on studying the word of God and be willing to be baptized, be immersed in water for the remission of sins, and remain faithful for the rest of your life? My friend, if that is your desire, my friend, if that's what you want to do, let us know. Let us know, or get in touch with the person who put you in contact with this phone call, and tell them that you want to obey the gospel. Tell them that you want to be baptized. If you are in an area where is not a Church of Christ available, let us know. Send an email. Brother Tommy Brooks have mentioned it. Give us a call, and we'll be happy. We'll be ready to help you. Now the question is, are you willing to obey the gospel? Are you willing to receive the word of God with meekness, the way your soul could be saved? Now let me tell you, tonight is the night. Tonight, don't leave this important decision for later. I hope that every part of this short sermon, it will be a blessing to you, and I pray that you have received it with meekness in your heart, the way you can obey this gracious, saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, let me say to you the following, and the lesson will be yours. Please obey the gospel tonight. Let us help you in any way we can. The lesson is yours, Brother Tommy Brooks.
Thank you, Brother Samuel. We appreciate your sincerity and certainly your compassion. It comes through ringing out your concern about the souls of mankind. You taught it just the way it should be taught. You taught it with meekness as well. So to our visitors, we want you to know that we speak the truth in love on this program. And these men that we're bringing on, we all love your souls. We love our souls. And we understand that the word of God is powerful, and if you receive it with meekness, you will have no problem with anything it says, and you understand the cost for salvation was the death of God's only child, his only son, Jesus Christ. And now you want to be baptized tonight. You have heard this, and you're in a state of meekness, and you want to be saved. Go ahead and get back with the person who put you on the call and tell them you want to be. Oh, you want to obey the gospel. Be baptized. Be a member of the church. You can read about it in the Bible. And that church is called the Church of Christ. The only one in there. The only one in the Bible said is saved in the Church of Christ. We want to be clear on that. We don't want you to guess. And are they saying that they're saved in the Church of Christ? Yes, we are. Are they saying you have to be baptized to be saved? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. That's exactly what we're saying. But Jesus said it was going to be a few we're going to find this straight and narrow way, Matthew 7:13-14. So if you want to go back and listen to any of the messages tonight, the message from Brother Samuel tonight, or any of the other ones, just go to our website, hollandheightcoc.net. That's hollandheightcoc.net. Also, if you want to email us with a question, or if we can assist you with further Bible studies, or just make arrangements for you to get baptized no matter where you are. Just go ahead and email us at nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. That's nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. Let us pray to God. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your blessings. Thank you for this day you've given us. Thank you, Father, for your love for the world. Your giving of your only Son who hung, bled, and died on a cross. On Calvary, the place of the skull. We thank you for his suffering, the salvation that came through his suffering, the blood that he shed in it will wash our sins away, according to your word in Revelation 1:5. And the same blood that purchased his church, Acts 20:28. We thank you that he built his church on the rock. The fact that he was the Son of God. He was your son, and we thank you for him. We pray now for our listening audience, those who are not members of the Church of Christ, especially. They don't wait. They will obey the gospel before it's everlasting and eternally too late. To be washed in the blood of the Lamb. And Father, we pray for our brothers and sisters across this nation that they are being encouraged and strengthened, increasing their faith through these calls and through these different speakers bringing in all across this nation. Father, we love you. And we thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, it could be your last night. We don't know. Some lay down last night. Didn't wake up this morning. But if you receive the word with meekness tonight, then you'll do something about your salvation before you die. In my prayer, God gives you grace and time and mercy. I pray everybody have a good night's rest.